Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it is already Thursday, the 11th day of November 2004. The next 3 hours is going to be so important, an ultra-massive broadcast lined up for you today. Please stay with us for the duration of this transmission. Bush's nominee for the Attorney General spot with the outgoing John Ashcroft, Alberto Gonzalez, is the architect of the memos that are now public where he said Bush is above federal, state, and international law. He can commit no crime. He is literally a god emperor. I have a copy of the memo here in front of me. He has the absolute right of kings or of dictators. Alberto Gonzalez, of course, an Enron lawyer, good buddies with Lord Bush, brought into the Texas Supreme Court, then brought in as a chief White House legal counsel. He's the guy who came up with the enemy combatant designation. He admits that he got the idea from this, from the communist Vietnamese, who said, hey, we're allowed to torture American sailors and Marines and Army soldiers and airmen because they're pirates, they're criminals, they're rogues, they're enemy combatants. So this whole system, of course, is the communist system, slash fascistic. It's all command and control. And Mr. Gonzalez is the architect of telling the Pentagon, you torture people, you take them to third-party countries, you don't give them any rights. And the Army's own report, 75 to 90% of those picked up for torture at 32 camps alone in Iraq are families who didn't have their papers in order. So I dub him Alberto Joseph Mingala Gonzalez. Of course, we've dubbed John Ashcroft, Ashcroft the Terrible. Janet Reno was the butcher of Waco, Reno. I even got her dubbed that in the national press. Alberto Joseph Mingala Gonzalez. I mean, this guy tops them all. He tops Reno out of the gates. He tops Ashcroft. He's a real piece of demonic work. Also, there was a small, peaceful anti-war protest in L.A. on a street corner, a couple hundred people, and so the U.S. Marine Corps showed up. Not regular Army, not National Guard, not the police in armored vehicles, but light tanks with the turrets and the guns, and you can't hear exactly what they're saying, but the Marines pull up and yell and scream at the protesters and, you know, have their turrets swinging around with the big cannons on them, and they just drive off. Just getting us ready for Tiananmen Squares of the future. These very same warrior-type vehicles, I believe what they're called, I videotaped these same vehicles in Urban Warrior in 99 for Police State 2000, where the Marines were openly training to put us in camps, the role players screaming, we're citizens, please not the camp. So now troops pull up, and I look at the uniforms. Either they're Marines, or it's the LAPD or somebody wearing Marine Corps outfits. You can watch that video, by the way, at prisonplanet.com, and, well, it's actually posted on the main page of Infowars.net. We've got a link over to it from prisonplanet.com. We'll be airing the audio of this coming up here in a few minutes as well. We will go over some of Alberto Gonzalez's comments and his memos about how the president is above federal law. And if you extrapolate that out, I guess it means he can barbecue children on the White House lawn. He can snort cocaine off of Dick Cheney's bald head on the television cameras. I guess he can lie to Congress and create false documents and invade sovereign countries and butcher the Bill of Rights. But we'll be talking about Alberto Joseph Mingala Gonzalez today, the Enron lawyer, the pimp of the New World Order. Unbelievable. Also, we'll give you the latest updates on the battle in Fallujah. A lot of our troops dead and dying, helicopters being shot down left and right, bombs going off all over the country. Hey, bring them on, as Lord Bush said. I'm above the law. The president's above the law. I guess he is. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Murky water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Murky Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Murky elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Murky Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Murky Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Right now at Infowars.com, we have about 10 mainstream news articles where Alberto Gonzalez, who will be our new attorney general unless it's stopped at the Congress, I wouldn't hold your breath, detailing this guy who's the architect of the enemy combatant designation, saying that all Americans can be designated as terrorists for any misdemeanor and can be secretly arrested and taken to third-party countries for torture. He's the architect of the memos to the Pentagon saying President Bush is above the law. He orders you to carry out torture. We are above the international treaties and like the Geneva Convention, and we are above federal and state law, because the Pentagon was saying we're not going to torture people. A lot of folks went to jail and got in trouble for this in Vietnam under orders with Copper Green. And they said, look, the president is above the law. Those memos have been public now for a year. So Ashcroft just carried all this evil out. Lord Bush's minion, this Enron lawyer, Alberto Joseph Mingola Gonzalez, is just a real piece of work, and I hope you'll go to Infowars.com. There's one data page full of documents and information about him, and then another page on PrisonPlanet.com full of this. I hope you'll get it and email it out to everybody, post it on the message boards, and really push hard to expose this guy. And it can be done. But regardless, it just shows you the mindset. I mean, Gonzalez is actually a mastermind. Ashcroft was just a doddering minion of all of this. you know, who would get up there and say there is no Patriot Act 2 months after he publicly introduced it, he's bad enough. In fact, I said it wouldn't matter who they appointed because they'd just be some new puppet. In a way, that's true, but in a way, I was wrong. This guy is actually worse, if it is possible, than John Ashcroft. Alberto Joseph Mingala Gonzalez is his new name. We're dubbing him that. In the long line of Butcher of Waco, Reno, and John Ashcroft the Terrible, and the rest of them. Also come up in a few minutes, anti-war protest in L.A. gets response with tanks. Forget armored vehicles. We're talking about tanks with the turrets and the big cannons and looks like regular Marines, and they yell stuff at the protesters and try to intimidate them. It's Shades of Tiananmen Square. That video's on Infowars.net, and we'll be playing that here in a few minutes and going to your calls. So just amazing. Also, we'll get into the battle for Fallujah and some interesting news. A CNN poll. There's never been a U.S. poll about 9/11 until Jimmy Walter paid for the Zogby poll. Zogby, highly respected, one of the best polling agencies out there. And 49% of New Yorkers believe the government ran 9/11. 67% believe they had prior knowledge of it. Now, and we have that poll linked under this story at prisonplanet.com. Now CNN, 89% believe U.S. government covering up 9/11. That was the CNN question. We have a screenshot of it. Do you believe there is a U.S. government cover-up surrounding 9/11? 89% yes. Out of that's 4,417 votes. No was 11% believing the government isn't involved in a cover-up. 570 votes. And again, this reflects the reality. I don't believe a poll unless it's been my experience with my interface with the public. And this is my experience. It's got to be 1,700 interviews. I quit counting at 1,600 a few months ago. In 1,700 interviews, there have been tens of thousands of positive calls when I talk about government involvement in 9/11, and maybe 100 who disagree with me. I might do 4 or 5 interviews now before somebody calls in and disagrees. I mean, somebody might call in and say, you're not right-wing enough, or, you know, you don't believe in my particular sub-sect of Christianity, or, you know, I don't agree with you on this or that. But on the substantive big issues, that we've got a tyrannical New World Order coming down on us, I don't really find anybody that disagrees. And now a CNN poll, 89% believe U.S. government covering up 9/11. So also, please go get this and email this link to everybody, as well as the Alberto Joseph Mingala Gonzalez page that we have on Infowars.com. It is up to you. When our millions of listeners, hundreds of thousands of you that are active on the Internet, take action and post something on message boards and email it to the media, it is an unstoppable force. Very, very exciting to see the New World Order in deep trouble. In major polls, most people don't trust the vaccines. In major polls, 80-plus percent of Americans are against open borders. In most polls, people don't trust their government. In most polls, people don't trust the mainstream media. The globalists are losing credibility. Those that would destroy this country, those that would undermine this nation, are losing credibility. You know, I heard Derry Brownfield mention this today, and because he's a gentleman and I'm a gentleman, I've never talked about it, but because he mentioned it, I'll talk about it right now. I used to go on Derry Brownfield's show, syndicated on over 80 stations, routinely as a guest. He's on this network. And I went on his show on the morning of 9/11, about an hour after it happened, and I said, the U.S. government's behind it, here's the evidence. And Derry had a couple affiliates dumping. And he said, man, until this, he goes, his staff told me, look, we know it's true, but we're just, until it's public and documented, we're not going to cover it or have you back on. You understand. And I said, fine. Somebody's got to hit the barbed wire for everybody else. Somebody's got to be a trailblazer. I'll do it. And in all fairness, he talked about it this morning. I'm driving along, about to get to my studio, and he talked about it. Alex said this day one. I actually said it 2 months before 9/11. I'm on record. And you know, the only reason I say this now is because I don't like people taking credit for things they didn't do.
I am the great granddaddy of the 9/11 movement. I am the person that exposed it first. I am the person that knew 2 months before. I am the person. And anyone else that claims it is a big, fat liar. Now, I'm not into myself and how special I am and how great I am, but I have to do this now because other people are saying they're the great granddaddy of it, and so they can run the movements and tell people what's true and what's not, and then those very people attack me. Well, you don't know what you're talking about. We've been on the cutting edge of this all along. And so there, you want to hear the kind of stuff I'm really thinking about? That's it. But no, I commend Ari, who's a great guy, has a wonderfully profound and well-done program, for being honest about that today. And talking about how I said it day one, and, well, they got some heat over it, and, you know. But, you see, that's the way it always works. So I said three years and 4 months ago that the world was round, and people had a lot of trouble with it, and now you're learning it's round, 89% in the major poll. And soon it'll be 90-plus percent, just like the Kennedy assassination, 92%. I believe the government killed Kennedy in major polls now. On the 40th anniversary, I averaged 12 polls together. The average was, again, 92%. Some were 95, some 84. The average, though, was 92%. That's your best type of poll, by the way. That's what the government does with polls. In their focus groups, they actually average up to 50 polls together to get your closer poll number. But 92% believe the government killed Kennedy. And in a couple of years, it'll be 98%. Just like 9/11, I said that if we tell the truth, if we sacrifice being laughed at by people at first, if we tell the truth, in hindsight, we will be vindicated. And I'd say I've been vindicated, wouldn't you? And yes, there's no debating it. I am the grandfather. I am the first. I am the person that broke 9/11 2 months before it happened. I'm the person that went on the air day one for all the criticism and everything and laid it out. And I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm not going to let other people in the so-called 9/11 movement who are putting out shoddy info, disinfo, twisted info, attack me and others that are the real trailblazers. Okay, there. I've said it. It's the facts. And, you know, it's like John Wayne said, it isn't bragging if it's true. No brag, just fact. And put that in your pipe and smoke it, some of you out there. But that's the bottom line there, folks. And more people around the country are acknowledging that I am the grandfather, that I am the founder of the 9/11 truth movement, that I am the founder of the move to get the Patriot Act thrown out, that it was my idea, that I wrote the articles about how people should do it. And it's only a testament to the fact that I know we can achieve change, that we can save this country, that I come up with ideas and you, who get the real credit, the listeners, take action with it. And you get out there, and you get on the front lines, and you expose the New World Order, and you're where the power comes from. The credit goes to you and goes to God, goes to Yahweh, goes to Jesus, who has moved your heart to tell the truth and take action, and God bless you. You deserve the credit, and I'm not going to let other people take the credit for what you and I and others have done. It's just that simple. All right. And frankly, I'd appreciate it when people claim they're the grandfather of the 9/11 movement for you to counter them for me, because I've been putting up with this long enough. And I just decided here while I was talking that I might as well tell you the truth. Even though, I don't like how it sounds, it's the truth, and you got to tell the truth no matter what the truth is. And again, folks, there's so much news here I want to cover. We'll take your calls at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And I commend Derry Brownfield 3-plus years later saying, yeah, Alex was the first guy. Alex was there before 9/11 saying it. And I appreciate him all these years later doing what he said he'd do and, you know, saying I was right when it finally all came out public. And at least he's honest about that, and we appreciate him. But for all these other people out there who jumped on the bandwagon in the last year, 6 months, then claiming that, well, I'm the authority and I'm the grandfather of all of this and you must do what I say like I'm Moses on the mountain, that's ridiculous. All right, folks, we'll be back with a ton of news. The battle for Fallujah, more on Alberto, Joseph Mengele, Gonzalez. Oh, just so much coming up. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony Shortwave Car Stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony Shortwave Car Stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medications.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, coming up, the tales of this monster, Alberto Gonzalez, the guy who came up with the torture plans, the enemy combatant designations, to strip American citizens of their rights and send them to FEMA camps, to be your new attorney general, more on the war in Fallujah, and just a lot more coming up. But right now, let's go to Bill in Wisconsin, who I'm told disagrees with me. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, Alex, this is Bill from Texas.
Okay, I was told Wisconsin, but go ahead.
No, I'm from Texas, and I've been listening to you for a good while, and I've seen many of your videos, and I've gone to InfoWars and checked all that out, and I just want to say my piece, and I'm out of here. I am calling to disagree. I've heard you invite callers who disagree to call in.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
And I told myself I'd do it, and here's why I disagree. I just say I don't agree with anything that you're talking about, even though I've found much of it to be horrifically true. But the reason I disagree with you is because I don't like what you're saying, and I can't even enjoy the ball game anymore. I can't get drunk enough to forget all the horrible stuff that I've heard about, and that's why I disagree.
Are you being sarcastic, Bill?
Well, I am, but it is
okay.
For the listeners to know that folks who don't enjoy hearing Alex Jones, and the other day you said that you said, folks, I know I'm obnoxious, I know I'm annoying, I can't stand to listen to myself sometimes on the rebroadcast. Well, I want to tell you, you are a voice that is pleasant to hear, and people who want to listen, have the courage to listen, will actually find your most maniacal rants to be actually soothing and inspiring. And, but, you know, Bill, I hope some people got that.
I appreciate it. You know, I try to reflect the true maniacal nature of what I'm looking at, what is clear, what I've tried. I try to disprove what I'm seeing, what I'm reading, what I'm documenting, Bill, and I wish none of this was true, but it is true. This is what's upon us.
I've had somebody say, you know, this is Alex's bread and butter. You know, if he didn't have this to talk about, I'd tell him, you know what there, mister? This is the last thing Alex Jones would like to be talking about. He wished none of this horrible stuff was going on. You know what he'd be doing if it were all going on? He'd be having fun, and we'd live in a wonderful world, but he wants to make sure that people stop the horrible thing that's wanting to make this a horrible world. And my only second other thing that I'll say to why most people don't like Alex Jones and don't care for him or say, well, he's crazy and, well, you know, he says a lot of crazy stuff or whatever, is because he threatened a lot of armchair generals' manhood. Because the listener and the viewer is forced to ask himself, what in the heck is it that I do? What do I stand for? And anyway, we'll talk to you later. Good show. Talk to you later.
All right. Good to hear from you, Bill. And again, I say call and disagree with me, and usually it's somebody joking around like that. But that was eloquent what you said, Bill, and thank you. You know, we have to face the horror of what the real world is offering us because it affects our children. And if you don't care about your children, if you don't have children, what about your nephews and nieces or your neighbors or your family or your cousins? I mean, the dollar just plunged again. The free trade area of Americas is coming online. Bush is going to have total, blanket, absolute, complete amnesty. They're putting face scanning cameras up everywhere. They're about to start forced psychological testing and forced psychological drugging of every child in America and then every American. It's all happening. And if you deny it's happening, it doesn't go away. Janet in California, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call today.
Thanks for calling.
I actually have a question for you regarding free speech. I'm actually a really big Howard Stern fan, and I wanted to know what you thought about the whole situation with him and with Bush getting back into office, how that's going to affect things.
I think Howard Stern is an intellectual prostitute. I think Howard Stern started telling the truth about 9/11 and stuff because he saw where the wave was going. And because he was angry at the FCC, I think he has courage to call up Colin Powell's son on the radio and call him inept. I think that, the profane things he does overall are not good for society, but it's his right, especially if it's on satellite, not on broadcast radio, to do it. And I think that the things neocons calling for torture and secret arrest of citizens to put them in camps is more obscene than dirty words that Stern occasionally uses.
Right.
Overall, I think a boxing match is more obscene. Two men beating each other half to death, and I'm a little sick. I even like boxing, but
I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
I try glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
They railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown.
Another ragtag band. Declaring
independence.
They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
And liberty for their descendants.
Their descendants.
Thanks to the renegade.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. We got cut off there before the last break, talking to Janet in California. Janet, you bring up Howard Stern. I mean, I think he's profane. I think that that it is, you know, bad for children to hear stuff like that in the morning. But compared to neocons on the radio saying, arrest anyone that disagrees with the government, put them in forced labor camps, as Michael Wiener Savage says, to have people saying torture's good, torturing somebody's just blowing off steam. I mean, even Joseph Mengele, the Nazi torture master, did what he did behind closed doors. We've gone to a new level of announcing it openly. That is light years more obscene than Howard Stern using potty humor. But I think that the FCC has used him as a case point example to try to regulate and control other speech and try to rewrite laws over the Internet and satellite and other systems where they did not have regulatory control in the past to get control of those areas to stifle our speech. Not to stifle Howard Stern's speech. And that's the thing about the First Amendment. When you start stifling somebody else's, your speech is going to get stifled. But go ahead, Janet.
I was just going to say, I just thought it was kind of ironic the way when he was supporting Bush, he didn't really have any problems with the FCC. But when he started going against Bush, all of a sudden the FCC just came crashing down on him.
Yeah, it's all selective enforcement. And Janet, I appreciate your call. We'll go to Bill and Robert and Mike and Ed and here for, others here in a few minutes. Let me go ahead and get into more of this news. This is out of News 24. Bush nominates Gonzalez. President George W. Bush on Wednesday named White House counsel Alberto Joseph Mingala Gonzalez as the new United States Attorney General, making him the highest-ranking Hispanic in any U.S. administration. That shouldn't even matter. I don't care what group he's with. I care about his policies. With Senate confirmation of the nomination, Gonzalez will replace John Ashcroft, whose resignation was announced on Tuesday. It is one of several changes expected to be made following Bush's reelection last week to a four-year term. But human rights advocates immediately signaled they would oppose the nomination, saying Gonzalez has advocated and encouraged the summary treatment of suspects detained in post-9/11 anti-terror campaign. As White House counsel, Gonzalez was the architect of the Bush administration's policy of placing detainees captured in the fight against terrorism beyond the protection of any law, said Human Rights Watch U.S. Director Jamie Fellner. And he is the man who came up with the enemy combatant designation for U.S. citizens, stripping them of all rights. He is the man in a memo to the Defense Department who didn't want to torture people, saying, look, follow orders. The president is above the quaint international law and federal law. He is the law. We even have those quotes. I am the law, Judge Dredd, the executioner. I mean, when you've got a dictatorship, when you've got a God king, a great leader, a maximum leader, when you've got that, you've got tyranny, 110% WDA choice brand tyranny. Premium tyranny, folks. Top shelf tyranny. As good as it gets. Beluga caviar tyranny. And this is the guy who was advising Ashcroft and advising the Defense Department and advising. This guy is a piece of work. I mean, he's actually a brain. And guess where else we have found where he got his ideas for enemy combatant designation? The North Vietnamese, when they said, oh, we follow the UN Geneva Convention and we have our own laws in northern Vietnam against torture, unless you're a criminal or a pirate or a terrorist, a gangster, these are the terms they use, and they said, we're giving you an enemy combatant designation, a criminal designation, and so they openly tortured our airmen, our sailors, our Marines, our Army soldiers, in many cases, to death. And Mr. Gonzalez, I would guess, probably got this from the Justice Department minion, who was Vietnamese himself, who helped write the Patriot Act with Gonzalez, has come out with these same terms used by the North Vietnamese government. And so, under Section 802, that he also helped write, all Americans are designated as terrorists if we're under the suspicion of any misdemeanor. Hence, people selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes are hit by Homeland Security, veterans complaining to the VA are arrested by Homeland Security, pot dealers, county commissioners, topless bar owners, you name it, everything is terrorism. And this is the guy, Alberto Joseph Mingala Gonzalez. I dub him Alberto Joseph Mingala Gonzalez. That's his new name. And again, we got national attention with Janet the Butcher of Waco, Reno, got that in major papers. And so we're going to keep pushing that name because he deserves it. I talked about this guy years ago. And I have all the mainstream news articles where he said we're above the law. We are above the law. When you got governments openly saying they're above the law and I am the law, you got big problems. You are not above the Supreme Court. You are not, even though they're your puppets, you're not above the Congress. You execute the laws of the Congress, executive. You are not a dictator. You may claim you are Alberto Joseph Mingala Gonzalez, your new attorney general, if they confirm him, is not above the law, and it will go through Orrin Hatch's hands and through Senator Spector's hands. That's why Bush wants Specter in there over the confirmation hearings. Mr. Pro-Abort, who says, don't send me any nominees or who are anti-abortion. So he's going to just love Alberto Joseph Mingala Gonzalez because he is called a liberal Republican. Yes, very liberal. He's for torture. And I've got his memo right here where the president is above international and federal state law. He can direct agencies to do whatever he wishes. Giant alarms should be going off right now. Cymbals banging in your head. This is a red alert. Please go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Email those detailed data pages that we put together with his quotes, mainstream news, documents, photos of people tortured to death, the Army report admitting that this was all ordered, and email it out to everyone in mass. Please. And we'll get more into this guy, more on the Battle of Fallujah. The CNN poll, 89% of people believe the government's covering up 9/11 in a major CNN poll. We're going to cover all of this, but right now, before we go to your calls, anti-war protest in L.A. gets response with tanks. What the heck happened in L.A. last night? A peaceful anti-war protest in Westwood got a RoboCop response. Two armored tanks, actual tanks with turrets and guns, came to dispel the protest. It's unknown at this moment whether the protesters had permits or what the rationale for bringing the armored response was by officials, but what kind of rationale could possibly merit this approach? This was now 3 days ago or 2 days ago, the night of November 9th. Two armored tanks showed up at the anti-war protest in front of the federal building in Westwood. The tanks circled the block twice, the second time parking themselves in the street directly in front of the area where most of the protesters were gathered. In a raid, some of the people attempted to block the tanks, but police quickly cleared the street. The people continued to protest the presence of the tanks, but about 10 minutes after the tanks drove off, it was unclear as to why the tanks were deployed to the location. And I have spent time looking at the video. It's clear video. These are the large, jumbo-sized armored vehicles. They're tanks with six wheels. We saw the exact same vehicles in Oakland doing urban warfare with American citizens, paid role players going, I'm an American, not the camp. Mock interrogations, where'd you get the gun? Where do you live? I live in San Francisco. You know, we've got these drills on tape. And these uniforms look like Marine Corps uniforms. I don't know if it's Army, Marine Corps. Calls have been made to the federal building, to Schwarzenegger's office, who himself was a tank driver in the Austrian Army. Good little punk. And now we've got this happening, and they yell at the people. The police yell at them. They've got their machine guns and their weapons aimed at the people. Their huge cannons mounted on the tanks. Oh, boy. Just open conditioning. Then they pull up with their tanks and drive them back and forth in front of the crowd, and police laugh at the crowd. And how dare you, a couple hundred peaceful people. So let's go ahead and play the audio from the video, and I'll make comments as it plays. About 30 seconds into this video, peaceful crowd on the sidewalk, not even in the street. Police ready to arrest them, and the minute they step in the street or fire rubber bullets at them, in many cases killing or wounding people when they do this. And then up pulls two gigantic armored tanks. Go ahead and play that.
George Bush, we say no. The occupation's got to go. George Bush, we say no. The occupation's got to go.
So here they are,
George Bush,
protesting.
We say no.
Turn it up a little bit.
The occupation's got to go. George Bush, we say no. The occupation's got to go. George Bush, we say no.
Now here comes the tanks. Pulling up right up on the edge of the curb. Cars are honking at the people happily. Here come the tanks.
Lock it! Lock the tanks!
Bring the troops home! Bring the troops home!
Bring the troops home!
Obviously trying to create a provocation. The troops are now screaming at the people. The police run over trying to start a riot. It did not work. Tiananmen Square, folks. They're trying to for Tiananmen Squares. They're already killing our citizens in the streets, innocent young women. You're not supposed to have tanks in the streets in America, just heard one of the protesters.
Bring the troops on now! Bring the troops on now!
This went on for 10 minutes. And then finally, the tanks drive away. So to understand, folks, peaceful protesters are out there fighting for the rights of those troops who, if they get sent to Iraq, will be breathing depleted uranium, being given experimental injections against federal law. Now they cheer as the tanks drive away. And again, this crowd should have been saying to the tanks, they give you deadly vaccines. They make you breathe DU. It's not good. The war is a fraud. We put Saddam into power, told him to invade Iran, told him to invade Kuwait. They don't know how to do that. But that's okay. At least they're out demonstrating against the illegal war. And now the intimidation is you come back out and protest, see the tanks show up with three heavy machine guns and a giant cannon, complete with turrets, and what are clearly wearing Marine Corps tanker gear. This is the primary fighting vehicle of the U.S. Marine Corps. So, and there go the tanks. Go back, tanks. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Bill in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I almost got accused of being against you, Alex, there. You had that Bill from Texas.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, yesterday, and again, the only time I listen to this character when I'm in the car, but on Sean Hannity's show, he had Greg Palast. And the reason he had him on there was to try to humiliate him and shout over him. But, Greg brought out a few good points concerning the staged election and the vote fraud and so forth. But Hannity, you know, was just absolutely brutal. But prior to that, there were two calls from these Hannitized idiots that follow him.
Ultra-communists that are so communized they don't even know they're communists.
But listen to this, okay? They're all concerned about this immigration reform that Bush is once again bringing out into the open.
Total blanket record amnesty, but it's not amnesty.
Right, right. But see, even these people are starting to say, because the one guy wondered, he said, you support Bush all the way, and so do I, but, you know, I don't think this is right. And, Hannity, I can see how he's trying to manipulate his audience.
I've heard him before. He goes, yeah, it's a problem, but we got to do something. Maybe we should be for it.
Yeah, that's right. And
maybe, you know, this is a plan to legalize them, so at least we know who they are. Yeah, see, then under the national ID card, the illegals don't have to do it. Then anybody that comes here then signs up with this system, it legalizes everybody.
Yeah. But I think here's what I think we ought to do. Both Gonzalez and, call the White House.
You're not calling Gonzalez.
All right.
Okay, his name is Joseph Mingala Gonzalez. Alberto Joseph Mingala Gonzalez.
Well, you call him what you want. On ABC News last night, they're playing this up. They showed his home roots, you know, the two-bedroom house where the large Hispanic family was raised. And, you know, they're going to...
Hey, look, it's clear. They're going to imply you're a racist.
That's right.
If you don't like Mr. Joseph Mingala Gonzalez. Hey, right. I didn't like John Ashcroft, and he's a white guy.
That's
this is
right.
not going to work, and it is nothing but pandering and pure manipulation.
Yeah.
If Bush appointed a Hispanic who was pro Bill of Rights, I would love him. But you know that isn't going to happen.
Yeah. Well, here's what. I think listeners ought to flood the White House. We want the borders closed. In other words, we want conservative principles. Supposedly, he has a mandate.
Bush has the House, the Senate, 30-plus governors, most of the legislatures. He has the Supreme Court. He has most of the federal courts. He has the executive, got an even bigger majority. So let's see some gun bans repealed. Let's
That's
see
right.
the borders controlled. Let's see you get out of UNESCO.
That's right. In other words, let's see the Supreme Court nominees that we need, which we're not going to see.
What do you want to bet in 4 years abortion is just as legal as it is today?
Absolutely. Yeah, and Gonzalez, when he was on the Texas Supreme Court, ruled against parental notification.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know. He's an extreme abortion lover.
Yep.
So you're bad. So you're for abortion because you're against it.
Yep.
You're against abortion, so you're for abortion.
Yeah, call the White House.
You're against amnesty, so you're for amnesty. Learn doublethink there, Bill. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
Understand, folks, Alberto Joseph Mingala Gonzalez was an Enron lawyer, as you just heard, as documented, voted against parental consent, so when your 12-year-old daughter goes to have an abortion, you're not told. The guy wrote the memos about how our government's allowed to torture citizens and foreigners. And then the Pentagon followed those orders and engaged in mass torture people to death. And now he wants to be your attorney general. Lord Bush wants him to be your attorney general. That's a big, big deal. Before we go back to the calls, before we go to Robert and Mike and Ed and Don and Vance and others, and we got a guest coming up, too, with inside knowledge of 9/11. We'll also get into CNN. 89% of those polled believe the government's covering up 9/11. 89%, a bunch of news on the battle for Fallujah. A lot of helicopters and stuff getting shot down. The open border proposals that we knew were coming, as usual. Of course, very conservative. I have made 11 films. The 11th is American Dictators, documenting the staged election in 2004. It's so important now that you get this video so your friends and family will know why the election was staged, how Kerry was part of the whole thing with Bush, how there was no difference. Your poor liberal friends need this. Your poor neocon friends need this to break their mental conditioning. A copy of DVD or VHS of the almost two-hour film is $19.95. Each additional copy on DVD, $5.95. So get 4, 5, 6, 10, 20 copies of this. Get it out to people. Make copies of it if you want. Whatever. You want to give somebody a nice gift, though, the original with the color cover and the stamped DVD and, you know, all that. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or help us come in for the big win against the New World Order and expose 9/11 with 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. Almost 3 hours long, $24.95. Each additional copy of 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, $5.95 when you buy one copy. Get 4 or 5 copies. Give them to everybody. Wake people up. We have the 9/11 Inside Job Special. 4 9/11 videos, my two films on 9/11, Eric Huffman's video, 9/11 The Great Deception, and George Humphrey's 9/11 The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, and Paul Watson's book, Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, 300-and-something pages long. 4 videos and a full-length book, only $59.95. That's a $53 discount. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. These specials aren't going long. Order the videos and books. Look at all the other titles and specials we have to offer. Or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let us now speak with Robert in Texas. Robert, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I was wondering if you'd heard about a segment Tuesday night on MSNBC on a show called Countdown with Keith Olbermann.
What were they talking about?
They were talking about the commercials put on by Jimmy Walters about Building 7 and why did the buildings collapse.
Did you tape that?
I don't have TiVo or anything. I'm hoping somebody out there has got
that. Was Tuesday night. Tuesday night, what time?
On 7 p.m.
Central.
Time.
Will somebody please mail that to me, folks? Well, what were they saying on the program?
I emailed you the transcript, just so you know. It's just an info order.
When did you email that?
Yesterday afternoon.
Okay, I'll get it posted.
Okay. Basically, it had... They interviewed a guy named Gerald Posner, who wrote a book called Case Closed about the JFK assassination, trying to discredit all the...
Did they plug Jimmy's website?
They did mention the website. They pretty much, it was obviously a disparaging segment about...
Well, I'd love to get the audio of that. Stay there. We'll talk more about it when we get back. We'll take your call. Continue with your call, Robert. Stay with us. We'll be right back.